It's more like radio.
Hey, you want to say something really scary? We live in a world where society has poisoned the souls of men. It hovers over them like a dark cloud, and they can't do anything about it, because they're just a regular everyday working class.
People like me.
They get down on their hands and knees, and they whisper these little lies and secrets into their ears. But I have a secret of my own.
I will smack your face off of your face.
I am the voice of the voiceless.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Dr. King is dead. Malcolm X is dead. I'm that new guy. I'm that new inspiration. I'm the guy you look at when your daddy ain't in your life, when your daddy in prison. I'm that guy that comes to your high school and tell you you can make it happen. Greatness is upon you. You better act like it.
Salutations, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, listeners of all ages. The time right now is 5:03 Pacific Standard Time, the day Tuesday, November 4th. You have tuned in to morelikeradio.com, which can only mean one thing. You just got done listening to Alcohol by Volume with your host, Kevin, or you know that today is the day that we drop some of the hottest tracks that you have ever heard in your entire life from some of the most talented, undiscovered talents that you have never seen in your entire existence. And you looked at the time and you said, holy crap, it's about that time. It's my time now. I need to go to morelikeradio.com. I need to tune in to my time now. And I am welcoming you and thanking you for tuning in. I am your master of ceremonies, the best in the world, Mr. No Days Off himself, the King of Kings, Johnny Five, a.k.a. Sir Darkside. What's going on, people? How are you? I myself am doing just fine. I feel refreshed, rejuvenated, energized. Last week was a rough week. This week is a great week. And next week will be an even better week. Why? Because I said so. That's why. Today we've got a lot of great music for you. But when don't we have great music for you? But let me tell you the difference between any of these other days and today. Today I'm previewing two new tracks. Though a little rough around the edges, still being previewed today, Angry Robot and Cowboy Bebop, as well as... Is that, do you smell that? It smells like deja vu, because we got a new track yet again from Choose Mac featuring DJ YRS Jersey, as well as a new track from Mr. Man of Action himself called Less Work off of his new EP coming out soon, his new project, his new Bada Bing, Bada Better, Open Your Damn Ears. Muscle House. So it's going down today is all I'm saying to you guys, all right? And I don't even know how to start. My palms are sweaty. I feel it. My got little goosebumps. All my ears are standing on edge. I got my headphones on, strapped up real good, because if you remember anything from last week, when you listen to this show, you got to buckle yourself in or you will get blown the away. That's right. Blown the away, because today is the day that shit goes down. So without further ado, we're going to jump right into these tracks. We're going to get right into it with one of the tracks, the highlight track of last week, by an artist by the name of Pure Knowledge, dropping Just the Fuck That. Just the Fuck That, Pure Knowledge. You can find him, all right? It's not hard to find on Twitter. Okay, you might think that, oh, you know, maybe his Twitter handle is Pure Knowledge. No. You can find him at Official Spade TV. Let me tell you that right now, ladies and gentlemen, because that is an ace in the fucking hole right there. So let's get started. Pure Knowledge, bout it. And if you're not bout it, here's what I need you to do. I need you to just get off the internet, get out of your chair, walk right outside, find the nearest freeway that you can possibly find, and I need you to go play yourself in some goddamn traffic. Here we go. Come on. And if this don't get your ass up out your seat, or at least banging your head, something wrong with you.
But we really about it. I be the one people how they be doubting. I just step up on the mic and these people see. Saying I'm amazing, but look 2 years back, they're saying now I wouldn't make it. We finally famous, everyone hating can kiss my anus. So you think I drew the, well I'm making you constipated. I'm the greatest since day one, we about to fix that. Rappers claiming they real, but really they just don't counterfeit.
I feel like some of you guys didn't strap yourselves in because you wasn't quite ready for takeoff. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes in this plane, we don't give you the warning. We don't point out the nearest emergency exits, all right? We don't show you how to use the mask or how your seats can be used as safety devices if the plane ever just goes down and crashes into the water, all right? We just sometimes just throw you up in the air and say, fly, little birdie, fly, because like a mother eagle, sometimes you just got to be thrown to the net, thrown out the nest. But I'm giving you another chance. Get yourself buckled in. Put your headphones on. Strap it up real tight. Put those goggles over your eyes just in case your screen explodes. If you are watching this on the goddamn computer screen, you don't want to get that glass in your eye. So you're going to want to go ahead and put your goggles on. Strap your headphones on. Strap yourself into the seat. Turn that shit up. Crank it up to 10 and just get fucking about it. It's my time now. You know what time it is.
Yeah, but we really bout it. I be the one people how they be doubting. I just step up on the mic and these people seats are ignited. They yell and screaming and hollering, saying I'm amazing. But look 2 years back, they're saying now I wouldn't make it. We finally famous, everyone hating can kiss my anus. So you think I do the, well I'm making you constipated. I'm the greatest since day one, we about to fix that. Rappers claiming they're real, but really they just don't counterfeit. If you think you bout it, then homie we can't go handle it. I am talking fighting a fire ring. I told you I do this. People staring at me, you would think I was a new kid. Going toe to toe with a kid is something you don't do. Might as well forfeit, cause either way you are gonna lose. That's what happens when taking our PK. They ask me if we got it. We got it since yesterday. We said we got it. We got it, got it. We got it, got it. Said we got it. We got it, got it. We got it, got it. Said we got it. We got it, got it. We got it, got it. Said I beat that man to death. And you just sit back, watch it happen. Said we got it. We got it, got it. Outrageous, God, I'm
so contagious.
Come on,
come on,
peace come on, man.
Everybody, we got it, got it. We got it, got it. Everybody, we got it, got it. We got it, got it.
If you ain't bout it yet, you bout to be. And if you sleeping on my time now, it's time to wake up. Oh yeah. This is from myself, Sir Darkside. Wake up. Beat these nerdcore bars.
I be on my Batman tip, cause I turn you rappers ghost with this nerdcore bit. And you know they call me Flash, cause I make moves quick. Except for when I'm with the girl, you can ask Kel Chick. She said the pipe so good. Now she said my name was Mario, but she's no Princess Peach. So you know I had to let her go. I make a splash with every flow. You think her name was Naruto. These other rappers magic off and I ain't talking miracles. So they get inside me tossed out. I'm the last level of games. I'm talking boss out. Take some cash that ain't got no lives. I'm talking lost out. I need a girl that's savage, you cool and blonde. I'm talking no doubt. No doubt. Shout out to Gwen Stefani. She's a diamond queen on the scene like Emma Frost. See how I go psycho. The way the beat knocks. I'm blind to the trash. They spitting, so call me Cyclops. I can blast and I'll end the rapper tragic. But you cannot be my brother. One beat if you are not having. Get it? Cyclops, have it. Brother, got you. Nerd God, nerd talking. You all awful. These new rappers fade out from the inside. I guess it's pretty safe to say they got way too much kitty pride. Huh. And I'm sorry I'm so mean. I'm a nimmer with the flow, so I guess it's the XG. So fast with the rhymes, no whiplash. Living Tony Stark's like minus me and Iron Man. I'm sick of rappers iron talk when they are not prepared to blast. They think they walk in war machines when they ain't even Adam Ants. Nah, hell, they ain't even Mighty Mouse. They talk up at punk, so that hardly counts. And some of them could hardly count. There's so many lanes that I can hardly count. And it's turning me green because I'm raging out. And now I'll pull a Hulk cord. It's morphin' time, so I just summon Dragonzord. Summon with a mic in my hand, a life that you can't afford. Huh. See me as the Green Ranger. Shout out to Jason Frank, cause I ain't tap out either. So now I'm back on my grind like I'm Hawkeye. With Hawkeyes and a deadly lion's appetite. An appetite that's only used for killing guys. And yo, I'm hungry, I think I might be Dragon Knight. I'm spitting flames, get blue, and they light up your life. I do this all for you, like each and every night. God-like skills with the pen, Godzilla. Dragonzord, Megamorph, Metaphor, Killer. Comic Droid, Nerdy Boy, Tony Stark, Liver. Megatron, Foe, don't sleep on a heavy hitter. Wake up!
Yeah, yeah. That was Wake Up by myself. Up next, got another original track that I did many moons ago called Chill State of Mind. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it here. We bring you up. We bring you up about it by Pure Knowledge featuring MOA. Then we wake you up. We wake you up by Sir Darkside. You know what I'm saying? And then we gonna mellow it on out. We gonna get in a chill state of mind. And then I'm gonna let Conchita Virus explain to you how everybody wants to rap. But it's not for everybody. This hip hop shit is not for everybody. And yeah, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you, Chief Keef. I'm talking to you, 2 Chainz. I'm talking to you, Gucci Mane with an E. So we just need to all calm down. We just need to all chill out. There's no rest for the wicked. And the good die young. This is Chill State of Mind by Sir Darkside.
This is my chill state.
And if you ain't down with that, I got 2 words for you.
This is my chill state of mind. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm the Phantom of the Opera, mask on, and I'm on a higher level, game on. I got a foul mouth and a slick tongue. I'm not Neo from the Matrix, so I am not the one, so don't fuck with me. I'm not a nice guy, I'm an asshole, and I don't even try. I said I got a loud bark with a bigger bite, forever always down to fight. You couldn't understand my plight.
And if I explain why I'm insane, would you get my shame? Would you feel my pain? And would it be the same? Or would you judge me? Would you push away and shun me? Or would you hug me and love me? God is to blame for sorrow, life is to blame for death. That's why I stay with the bottle, so stress don't conquer my head. And we're never promised tomorrow. The past is already dead, and this life that we have is borrowed. In fact, it's already spent.
Yeah. In fact, I hope I never wake from a sleep brought on by all the tequila shots I take. I just wanna drink, the reason why I party, I don't wanna fade. There's no rest for the wicked and the good die young. I'm all stressed out and I'm too high strung. No justice for the weak and we're all unequal. This is not life, it's just a crappy ass sequel. And all we do is play a part, I play the role of jerk. This shit is hard. Should I dumb it down, or keep it smart? Am I living in the dark? Where's the light switch? And I'm wondering, who can I switch my life with? This life is evil, I must be a dark sick. And I need a fit of Jack and Coke, plus a bag of dro. And I barely smoke, but I think I really will this time. It's another day, and another rhyme. I'm feeling so sublime, stronger than my prime. I wanna introduce you all to my chill state of mind. Yeah,
this is my chill state of mind. This is my chill state of mind. This is my chill state of mind. This is, yeah. This is my chill state of mind. This is my chill state of mind. This is my chill state of mind. This is, yeah. This is my chill state of mind. This is my chill state of mind. This is my chill state of mind. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is my chill state of mind. This is my chill state of mind. This is my chill state of mind. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo, and everybody lies, everybody dies, but not everybody tries. Me, I just wanna reach my full potential. Incidentally, that's what makes me so strange and mental. I see the world through my shedding hand, and you don't stand a chance if you don't formulate a plan. So I plan and I drink, but some days I feel like I am on the brink, and I'm about to sink and drown in my worries and my stress. I'm always wanting more, but it's like the liver's less. They say that beggars can't be choosers, but I do. I follow my own rules, even if that means I look like a fool. Cause if I'm doing me, then it's cool. Success is my fuel, and I just use my rage as a tool. I'm just looking for serenity, no Malcolm Reynolds. My music is important news, and I'm just a herald that thinks that you should know. The act they putting on is just for show, and they bad actors. On top of that, they bad rappers. To me, they're just a fact of numbers I crush for an answer. And I'm just searching for the truth, and money truly seems to be the root. And they all evil. Aku so kuzen, that means I'm slaying evil as fast as I fucking can.
There's no rest for the wicked and the good die young. I'm all stressed out and I'm too high strung. No justice for the weak and we're all unequal. This is not life, it's just a crappy ass sequel. And all we do is play a part, I play the role of jerk. This shit is hard, should I dumb it down or keep it smart? Am I living in the dark, is the light switch? And I'm wondering, who can I switch my life with? This life is evil, I must be a dark Sith. And I need a fifth of Jack and Coke, plus a bag of dro, and I barely smoke. But I think I really will this time. It's another day, and another rhyme. Feeling so sublime, stronger than my prime. I wanna introduce you all to my chill state of mind,
Money is, homie, where you reading that? Cause Murphy's rapper's book is here. Keep that info time. City goes, they on the ship.
Everybody Wanna Rap. That was Conchita Varis, a group VHS. You know what I'm saying? We doing this shit right here. I don't know, that was random. That was random. Just random extra words for no reason. Listen, a couple of shows back when we were known as Unsigned Hype. before the whole lawsuit thing. I don't know, I like throwing that out there because, I mean, it's a pretty big deal that Source Magazine threatened to sue us. Well, me. Me. Just me, by the way. Just me. So, I don't know if you remember this radio personality, if we can even call him a personality, star from his stupid show that he does on Shot 97, I think it is. It's really weird how all the stations are the same throughout. Like, there's Hot 97 in New York. I think there's a Hot 97 out here, or I think it's a Hot 94.9 or some shit like that. But it's weird. Radio, mainstream radio is fucking weird. But I digress. Star disses 50 Cent and G-Unit. And it's really interesting for the whole thing. We're going to go ahead and read it, at least from the headlines. You know, I like to read with you guys so we can all be surprised and have impromptu, as I like to say, impromptu discussion. I like using big words that maybe some of you don't understand. And if you don't know what impromptu means, I suggest you look it up. After Philadelphia MC Tone Trump fired off on Star in an interview with This Is 50 last week, the Shot 97 host took his own show to respond and throw harsh words not only at the rapper, but at This Is 50, G-Unit, and 50 Cent himself. Last week, Tone Trump joked about Star's fall from grace and said, "I'm such a fan of the culture. I'm one of his three listeners. Y'all need to get him a job, though. He looked like he's doing bad. He got them old-ass plaques behind him. Same two callers every day. It's the same nigga calling you. If I was lying, nobody would be laughing." It's kind of true. But anyway, Trump went on to recount the origins of his beef with the former radio show host. "We got personal history, though," he said. "He was doing radio in Philly for like 3.5 weeks before they fired him. He brought me on for this morning show, but Star, a real one, Star can handle it. He done shot plenty shit about me, so this is my little chance to shoot back. He looked like he FaceTiming on his show. I respect." It's so weird how they write how people actually talk. And the fact that people talk like this, by the way, still bothers me to know. And he looked like he FaceTiming on his show. But whatever. "I respect Star. Star is a legend. I've been waiting. That nigga set me up so good one time on Philly Morning Radio Show. The whole city was tuned in because it was the first time they really let somebody from the street come on the morning show. He set me up something crazy on some beef shit I had with some fuckboy at the time, whatever. He went in on me. Nobody brings him because nobody's heard from him for like 22 years, but y'all brought him up. I ain't bring him up." Like, it's so weird. And it's like listening to myself say it, because that's not how I speak. It's like, it's weird, you know? "Nobody brings him because nobody's heard from him for like 22 years, but y'all brought him up. I ain't bring him up." You know, I should start reading these in my Negro from the streets voice. I don't know. Maybe not. Who knows? In a show from last week, Star responds to the insult and explains that it was his cousin, Gossip Viv, that informed him of the latest diss from Trump. "Viv called me to say Tone Trump was coming at me," Star said. "I said, okay, when this is going to be loaded up." My bad. Rewind that. "I said, okay, when is this going to be loaded up? You did your little edit job. Your shit's not streaming nowhere. You're a fucking big garbage can. What'd you think? You thought you just were going to put up a clip on me And I'm just going to say, haha, this is 50 G-Unit. Motherfuck you. Fuck your whole system you got there. You niggas make about as much money as a Burger King worker, with the exception of the fact that a Burger King worker gets a fucking holiday bonus. Starr also went at 50 Cent and G-Unit, questioning their decision to perform at Cyndi Lauper's Spearhead Home for the Holidays benefit concert for homeless, lesbian, gay, bisexual teen youth. 50 and G-Unit are headlining some fucking gay lesbian concert, he said. The fuckery that G-Unit is doing now. Starr made sure to clarify that he has no issues with his cousin Viv or this is 50 co-host Heineken. Respect to Heineken and Viv, he said. Again, I didn't come at them. I fucks with them heavy. So, here we go. This is where I do my thing. First off, Starr, you're an idiot. I said that last time that you had the one issue with the one thing, and you said the stupid shit. And it was so unmemorable, I don't even remember what you said or what it was about, really. Your fans came at me on Twitter and all this shit. And it was really great. It was really fun. It was really cool. It was nice. It was sweet. You're an idiot. First and foremost, I'd like to let you know that. Because I don't think you know exactly how much a Burger King worker makes. But I can kind of promise you it's not the same money as a person who hosts a radio show on the internet. Makes. I mean, come on. You couldn't think of anything better than that? Y'all niggas make about as much money as a Burger King worker, with the exception of the fact that a Burger King worker gets a fucking holiday bonus. What? What does that even mean? Have you ever worked at... Do you even know what a Burger King is? I mean, it's not... Like, maybe in your world, like, Burger King is like some kind of four-star fancy-ass restaurant, and you go there and you have it your way, and you think that it's really cool, and you think that those employees are making a lot of money. They're fucking... Not, because I don't know if you read the news, but they're, like, fighting for, like, more wages and shit. So, I mean, it's kind of like a double entendre, if you will. Like, I mean, you're trying to say something and sound really clever, but you just look super stupid. And then the entendre part is where you see you come off as kind of inconsiderate, because those people are really fighting hard to make more money. So, you know... You're an idiot, so, I mean, that's kind of a thing with you. But the other thing is, 50 and G-Unit are headlining some fucking gay lesbian concert. Oh, wow. Just let everybody know about your bigotry. Like, that must be really good for ratings, being a bigot and hating the homosexual community. I mean, that must have really spiked the ratings for you. I don't see what the big deal is about headlining a gay and lesbian bisexual teen youth, by the way. By the way, that's like the real kicker, okay? Like, let's say I was some sort of cynic or, you know, like, major asshole, homophobe. I don't even know, like, what I would have to be able to agree with this comment, right? But let's just say I was whatever that person is, like, whoever that person is, like, you know, I was, like, spawned in hell, and a little demon was like, oh my God, you're such a terrible person, we gotta get you out of hell, you can't stay here anymore, and they put me on earth, and I was walking around, I was like, argh. And then I saw this, and I was like, oh yeah, Starr, argh. Fucking gay lesbians, yeah, I'm with you, brother, you know, but it's like, I don't even think that person would be like, oh, but they're teens, like, I mean, I believe, like, even that person would be like, they can still be helped and changed, you know how those, you know, religious Christians do it, they're like, we're gonna send you to camp, boy, you're gonna come back straight, you know, like, I feel like even those how people would be like, it's for the teens, man, homeless teens, homeless lesbian, gay, and bisexual teens, and you just totally tried to make it seem like it was the worst thing in the world. Like, did you even know what the benefit was before you said the shit, or were you just like, I'm gonna say something really hateful and spiteful and make them look bad? Yeah, so 50 Cent and G-Unit are headlining some fucking gay lesbian concert, the fuckery that G-Unit is doing now, which is basically like saying,
Hey, G-Unit and 50 Cent, fuck you guys for helping the homeless. Fuck you guys for taking a stance on lesbian, gay, and bisexual teen rights. Fuck you guys for doing something really great for the community. I mean, that's basically what you said. And I'm sure now you're looking back at it and you're going, ooh, might not have wanted to say that. But it's too late. You've already said it. You're an idiot. You know this. And, you know, hey, continue being you, brother, because only you can be you so well. And I, for one, definitely have nothing but the highest hopes that you will give me something to talk about later on in the future. So for that, Star, I commend you and continue to be a hateful, ignorant, bigoting jackass, because without you, I wouldn't have shit to talk about on my show. You too, Chris Brown, because you're next, motherfucker. So here's the first exclusive of the day by MOA from Muscle House, titled Less Work. Come on.
Oh my god!
This is an exclusive My Time Now track.
Live in a glass case of emotion!
Only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Jesus Christ!
What is
He's
it?
Got an erection!
Didn't you get the memo?
Wake up, wake up!
So we can shake up. The world in our hands, fix up, look sharp. It's time to get a couple grand. It's my time now, like cable, I'm on demand. So you can go tell everybody that I'm the man. Pack your backpacks and lunches, kiss your fans goodbye. Cause when you're in the Muscle House, we stay focused and grind. Nowadays, people been getting comfy, lounging hard, sleeping on their love seats. And they wonder why they so beat, cause they put no work in, all they do is eat. Is here, the mind is willing, there is no feeling, it's protein wrapped in the building. The blend is finished, the shake is dinner, it's time to show the world how we stay winning. No need for biceps, all you need is the right step. Left foot, right foot, grind time, our time, now you know what's next. Let's work, 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 let's work. Hate up, I see you in the corners with your makeup. You better take a chance, use the exit before I have to make up the time to kick you out myself. Lots of jealousy in the building, wondering how I stay working. I'm mentally hustling, staying hard in the movement. I'm mentally trusting God, so I won't be losing any step in my direction. Gotta make the right connection. Word to TMR, gotta throw the big salute. Step to my level, join the rest of the new recruits. Everybody's filling these kicks like a big boot. We hustle from the bottom like it's grinding in the room.
I mean, I literally, my headphones just almost broke. Now, they're literally almost broken. Like, that shit just, see, this is why I warn you people. See, I didn't take the proper precautions before I played the song, and now my shit is broken. My $500 headphones are snapped, kind of. Thank you, MOA, for your music that just literally damn near blew my headphones off my damn ear, you know? This is what I tell y'all, people. I tell y'all, the music that we play on this fucking show is dangerous. Y'all got to strap in. Put the goggles on. Make sure the headphones are on right. You know what I'm saying? Put the seatbelt around when you're sitting in the chair and turn the shit up to 10. You know, this is why I warn you guys. I didn't take my own precautions because I was sitting up here talking about Star. I played Let's Work off of Muscle House, and my headphones are almost broken now. $500 basically down the drain. I got to buy some new ones. It's some bullshit. It's some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to run that shit back. I want y'all to listen to it. You know what I'm saying? There's a little, I personally feel there are little subtleties hitting the song. Easter eggs, if you will, hitting in the song. And it blew my headphones off. That's number one. My shit's just cracked now. And almost not a thing anymore. I got to go out and buy some new ones. Again, people, come on. MOA owes me money now. He's in the chat room talking about some goddamn rewind anytime, bro. Nigga owes me money now. $500 for the headphones, the skull candies, all right? They're good ones. They're better than Beats. Okay, we should be sponsored by Skull Candy, but that's the next step. I'm getting some sponsors together. I'm working on it, you know what I'm saying? But shit just blew my headphones off. Nigga talking about rewind. I don't got headphones no more. Anyway, you owe me money, all right? So let's work on you paying me back for the headphones you just busted. We are going to rewind this shit. Listen to the Michael Myers. Listen to the old school. Listen to the beat. Listen to the niceness. Strap yourself in. Put your goggles on and make sure that you don't pull a me because, you know, headphones go bye-bye. No Cleveland show. You know what I'm saying? Hashtag less work. MOA Muscle House. Come on.
Look sharp, it's time to get a couple grand. It's my time now, like cable, I'm on demand. So you can go tell everybody that I'm the man. Pack your backpacks and lunches, kiss your fan goodbye. Cause when you're in the muscle house, we stay focused and grind. Nowadays, people been getting comfy, lounging hard, sleeping on their love seats. And they wonder why they so beat. Cause they put no work in, all they do is eat. The muscle's here, the mind is willing. There is no feeling, it's protein wrapped in the building. The blend is finished, the shake is dinner. It's time to show the world how we stay winning. No need for biceps. All you need is the right step. Left foot, right foot, grind time, our time. Now you know what's next. Let's work. 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 Paid up. I see you in the corners with your makeup. You better take the chance, use the exit before I have to make up the time to kick you out myself. Lots of jealousy in the building, wondering how I stay working. I'm mentally hustling, staying haunting the movement. I'm mentally trusting God, so I won't be losing any step in my direction. Gotta make the right connection. Work at TMR, gotta throw the big salute. Step to my level, join the rest of the new recruits. Everybody's filling these kicks like a big boot. We hustle from the bottom like it's grinding in the room. Time to dig deep. Push it to the limit, everything you see. I work hard to get it. It's open house at the Muscle House. Better bring your resume if you want to impress me. No need for biceps. All you need is the right step. Left foot, right foot, grind time, our time. Now you know what's next. Let's work. 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 Let's work.
That was Less Work by Man of Action, M.O.A. You know what I'm saying? We keep it new for you motherfuckers. We keep it fresh. We keep it nice. We keep it civil. We keep your nipples standing up. Every time I hear a good song, it's like, there goes my nipples again. I tell you what. And if you remember, there was a young artist. It was a young artist that gave us something new not too long ago. Something new that we all tapped our feet to. Something new that we all enjoyed. Something new that we played for weeks and weeks and weeks. For those of you guys playing the game at home, that's 3 weeks. Something new was featuring another artist. What was that artist's name? It was Heave Street. And that artist came together with another artist that we love so much, so much, so, so much. We love him. We love him so much here at morelikeradio.com. We love him so much here at It's My Time Now. And this artist's name, this young man's name, hailing from the East, a beast from the East. out of my native hometown of New York City. Well, he's not from New York City, but he's from New York. And I digress. Fact of the matter is, it's fucking X-Phase. It's something new, and it's featuring Heebs Street. Hashtag, it's my time now. You know what time it is. Quit playing games.
X. Dash to the B and to the H.
A-Z-E.
Onto the basic
ABC.
Yes, but I'll be shipping it in, flipping it
two,
fixing it, giving it room within a different
school.
Karate chop the game with the
pow.
Rip your dad and put it back like
wow.
Biggity row. Are you kidding me now? Minute to minute, minute again, I'm a biggity bow. Because I'm in the vicinity now. So what is up? Nowadays you gotta kill somebody to get love. What the fuck? You dummies are done, son. Put back your tongue, get the smack in your gum. I can't
believe
what my eyes have seen. Music has become a magazine. It's all about the
looks,
the physical appeal. What happened to the
skill?
Even keeping it real, what's the deal?
Just looking for something new. Just looking for something
new.
Just looking for someone
true.
Just looking for something new.
Just looking for something new. Just looking for something new. Just looking for someone who
is it you
who wants to give me something new.
Find me in the tri-state, that is where the real at. When I blow, I know New Jersey finna feel that. I'm known to kick a trill rap. I got all the ill facts. Yeah, really chill back. My dudes who blast and kill cats. Spit it so hard that a snitch just might go. Run and tell Vibo that white kid is psycho. Yeah, that's what I'm like though. You heard me all right, bro. Check my rap genius. That ain't a fucking typo. And I will never let up on Vedetta. Cause the people with the cheddar never see the rainy weather. Shit, I'll admit you rich, bitch. If you admit we better, we clever. Put words together like the greatest rappers ever. I've been rapping, but now my shit is getting around. I started to lose and I'm winning it now. The devil is me, I'm sitting it proud. And looking for the sound to leave them all astounded. The people think they found it, but I don't think the crowd fits. So
just looking for something new. Just looking for something
new.
Just looking for someone
true.
Just looking for something new.
Just looking for something new. Just looking for something new. Just looking for someone who
is it you
who wants to give me something new.
Foolish, the stupid truth is, doesn't matter what room that you in. Vision is blurry cause your bulb's too dim. You can't find a rhyme cause your skull's too thin. What am I missing? Why do y'all listen? Harassment that really looks like some raw chicken. I'll never know why. See to me you're just a male version of the baby oh guy. You shit boy all the time. Cause boy the rhyme you kicking ain't worth a dime. And next time you get on stage and try to rock on, do us all a favor and please put a bra on. Come on, your contribution is worthless. And nobody wanna see you shirtless. It gets me nervous. You are the equivalent of having no cell phone service. That's why I keep searching for something new. Just looking for something
new.
Just looking for someone
true.
Just looking for something new.
Just looking for something new. Just looking for something new. Just looking for someone who
is it you
who wants to give me something thin new.
Original art is never created in the safe middle ground, but always at the edge. Originality is dangerous. If you want to increase the sum of what is possible for human beings to say, to know, to understand, and therefore in the end, to be, you actually have to go to the edge, push outwards. It can be shocking or ugly, or to use that catch-all term so beloved of the tabloid press, controversial. Originality is dangerous.
Let's get into another exclusive off of my upcoming, oh yeah, I said it, upcoming, and my two words like that put together, what? Off of my upcoming album, or EP, or MP, or MPHD, or MP3, who knows what it'll be until it gets here. See, this is a new exclusive from M.E. titled Cowboy Bebop. Y'all niggas ain't ready.
Oh my god!
This is an exclusive My Time Now track.
Live in a glass case of emotion!
Only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Jesus Christ!
What is
Didn't you get the memo?
Y'all don't know about Bow to the King. Well, now is your time to get for fucking Milia. This is Bow to the King.
Out of handcuffed lightning, throw thunder.
Oh, yeah.
That's bad. Only last week, I murdered a rock, injured a stone, hospitalized a brick. I'm so mean, I make medicine sick. Last night, I cut the light off in my bedroom, hit the switch, was in the bed before the room was dark. Fast. You chumps are gonna bow, all of you. I'm gonna show you how great I am.
I'm fucking
I make these nonsense MCs quit this witness to flip this track. I'm on attack. When I take some of these rappers, step back. I'm swinging that crack. These others are whack. For pissing you off, I just have a knack. I'm making these racks. There's no holding back. My style is so nimble and quicker than Jack. I'm best in the world. I'm still talking that smack. These labels gave me an ass panic attack.
Gone to commercial, that is. We're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk Sunset Overdrive. We're going to talk The Flash going rogue. And we're going to talk more exclusives. Oh, yeah. Let go. You know what time it is.
I will break you. Victory has defeated you.
The man to beat me haven't been born yet.
And I'm through talking.
Irma Gerd. I just ordered my Irma Gerd Curfer t-shirt in the mail. I ordered it online from tinyurl.com/MLRTs. The URL's tiny because us MLR listeners are too busy for full URLs. The cool thing about the site is there's a new design every day, and it lasts only one day. Now you never have to worry about wearing the same thing as someone else. The odds are too good that you'll look like a dope, unique hipster instead of a played-out noob. Designs are submitted by artists and illustrators, and the styles range from TV and movie references to video games, classic cartoons, comics, and more. It's pretty simple. There's one new super limited edition tee every 24 hours for only $10. And how's the quality of the shirts, you ask? Amazing! They fit great, they don't make you feel like you're wearing a burlap sack or fiberglass. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRTs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES and order your t-shirt today.
The newest episodes of Talk Radio Meltdown air first on More Like Radio. Listen to new episodes every Friday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern at morelikeradio.com. More Like Radio has a lot of great shows, including ours. Talk Radio Meltdown every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern on More Like Radio. Listen in at morelikeradio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page, listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hey, are you absolute garbage? Let me guess, an alcoholic? A drug addict? When was the last time you were even out of your house? Well, why don't you join us for the Red Show? We're all about personal betterment and self-esteem.
I want to do, maybe like City Meets the Swamp, something. Something.
I hope it ends up with the fucking city getting eaten by a goddamn alligator.
Ambassadors of Peace, at any income level.
That's what we do here. We're all about olive branches.
No, you're a fucking white trash asshole. You're about Olive fucking Garden, okay?
One thing we don't forget is how important our fans are.
Is there anything more you want to say about any of these cocksuckers that are listening?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
And we recognize the struggles and hardships of our friends.
We don't give a fuck. I hope you relapsed. Burn in hell, bull.
Oh my god, what are you doing?
I meant I love you, bro. Get better.
So come join us live Wednesday nights and experience functional substance abuse on The Red Show. Only on More Like Radio.
You're doing some things with Enya, correct?
I hope you end your life. Now get off the mic. Now get off the microphone while I talk to my...
You know what, Marie? I was thinking about buying a new sex toy, and I really want to buy one, but I'm strapped for cash. What can I do?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Mitch. If you go to adamandeve.com, More Like Radio has a promo code for you where you can get 50% off your favorite sex toy.
Hold on, are you saying I can get the sexy slave kit for 50% off?
I'm saying absolutely you can get the full-on sexy slave kit. Just use promo code DEAL48 on checkout.
So if I use DEAL48 and I get my double Dutch dildo, is that all I get?
No, you don't, Mitch. Once you get your double Dutch dildo, you're going to also receive 3 adult DVDs for some inspiration with that double
Perfect,
Dutch dildo.
Perfect, because I still use a DVD player.
Excellent, I'm glad you do. But not only that, you're also going to get a free extra gift with your purchase, and also you'll receive free shipping on your entire order.
It's like Christmas in my pants.
Except you're having it this year.
Do you think Trust Us We're Hot is a show just for girls?
Turn on silence.
Stockings or panties? She seduced him in the kitchen. That's really... really sensitive right there. That's hard.
Hey, guess what? This is what I want. Do it now.
First of all, I don't look flat.
Trust Us We're Hot, every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern, a show for men.
Mr. Turtle, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
I never made it through a whole episode. Ask Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
Let's find out. A one, a two, a three.
How many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast? The world may never know.
I said three, motherfucker.
The Shy Kids podcast. Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific at morelikeradio.com.
We got the Shy Kids.
Saturdays, noon east. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Ali, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Ali, I'm outside right now. It's really boiling hard out here.
Sounds like it. Where are you at? Are you in Antarctica?
Wait a minute, Ali. I see somebody coming toward me. There's a man coming toward me. Hold on a second. What are you doing in my yard? I'm getting too old for this shit. I just want to say that this snowstorm is a bunch of fucking bullshit. I'm going to let you go back in the house, Rorschach, because the sound effect is about to run out.
Hey guys, it's Halls from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio.
The credibility they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my god, that's hilarious! Let's say it 3 more times.
Oh, God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, down, bow, down, wow, diddy, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Here at More Like Radio, we're all radio professionals, especially Kevin from the Alcohol Boy Volume. Marvel as he winds his way through the twists and turns of Skype.
Oh, you're about to get a Skype call. Here we go. Answering the call.
So, yeah, not to interrupt this exciting hockey talk, but what's going on, guys?
And call not found, any drop me. That's fantastic.
was under the impression this was a drunk show, not bore everyone that's listening show.
Well, I'm still in the process of drinking.
I think we lost Kevin, or Kevin decided to be lost.
You're still in the process of boring people.
And I just realized I put Dennis on hold somehow.
This is that nightmare that I've been having of at some point finally getting on call and talking to somebody and being on air and everybody else just dropping.
Dennis is back
there
now.
You guys are.
Sorry, look, Dennis.
Wow. Fucking radio professional over here doesn't know how to add people to conference.
Alcohol by volume. Tuesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. only on WorldNightRadio.com.
Now I'm realizing that this is all going to be on fucking podcast. Oh boy!
I told you.
Yeah, I was trying to warn you the whole time,
dude. I don't care. I'm voluntarily Skyping into you. Use this to make a promo. I don't care. No, dude. Like I said, my fiance doesn't listen. Dutch got drunk one night. Well, he gets drunk every night, but he got drunk one night, and I used it as a promo. Why not use this into a promo? I give everyone permission to turn this audio into a promo. I don't care.
He also used drunk me for a promo too. You remember?
No, yeah, AJ, you play it every week.
I do. Folks at home, Radio Gold like this happens every Sunday and Thursday at midnight on 360 on 420, only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Was in that chair. We talked about Blue Streak.
I love that dude.
He played a role in your life, I believe. How do you feel about him as a person, as an artist?
Martin Lawrence is the guy that showed everybody you can make it from D.C. to Hollywood. And I had a personal stake in his success. Every time he did something, it made me feel inspired and really good. And he was always real nice to me. He'd sit me down, what's going on with you, baby boy? What? We'd talk about comedy, whatever. And, you know, when we did Blue Streak, we were promoting it, and Martin had a stroke. He almost died. And then after that, I saw him, and I was like, oh, my God, Martin, are you okay? And he said, I got the best sleep I ever got in my life. That's how tough he is. So let me ask you this. What is happening in Hollywood that a guy that tough will be on the street waving a gun, screaming, they are trying to kill me.
Yeah.
What's going on? Why is Dave Chappelle going to Africa? Why does Mariah Carey make a $100 million deal and take clothes off on TRL? A weak person cannot get to sit here and talk to you. Ain't no weak people talking to you. So what is happening in Hollywood? Nobody knows. The worst thing to call somebody is crazy, is dismissive. I don't understand this person, so they're crazy. That's bullshit. These people are not crazy. They're strong people. Maybe the environment is a little sick.
MoreLikeRadio.com, where the talk just keeps on coming.
I got Chinese food on the way. My headphones are completely broken now. Once again, thank you, MOA, for that. And welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is MoreLikeRadio.com. You're listening to It My Time Now. I always want to say It's My Time Now. You're listening to My Time Now. And I am your master of ceremonies, the best in the world, Mr. No Days Off himself, and the King of Kings, Johnny Five, a.k.a. Sir Darkseid. That's a lot of aliases. That's a lot of surnames before the actual name. I know this, but we'll get over it. Let's talk Sunset Overdrive right now, guys. I don't know if this was covered on Antisocial Gamer or not. Probably not, because the motherfucker doesn't own an Xbox One, now that I think about it. Shame on you, Ashley. I mean, let's be real. You can't have a gaming show and just cover one system. No, I'm fucking with you. But, I'll cover it for you, okay? Feel free to use this clip on the show. On the show, if you would like to. Sunset Overdrive is fucking amazing. From what I've played of it, I haven't beaten it yet. But so far, what I've played of it is amazing. Dude, these headphones are killing me now. Thank you so much, MLA, because the shits are just hanging on one side. I wish I had some, like, masking tape or something. I don't. I don't have these things. And you think I would because I live in earthquake country, but I don't. But, yeah, Sunset Overdrive is so amazing. From the voice acting to the dialogue to the – to me, I like the missions. I've read from a few sites that they think the missions or, you know, the quests, the objectives to be quite tedious and mundane and repetitive. But to me, the dialogue is what makes it different and what makes each thing new every time. The cinematics are just fucking amazing in the game. The multiplayer is fucking sick. Like, it is probably some of the best multiplayer I've ever played. The co-op multiplayer, that is. There is no versus in Sunset Overdrive. But it's really, really done quite well. And as you get, as you play it more and more, you understand more and more of what's happening in each mission and how it affects the end game. For those of you who don't know, what you do in each of the missions before you get to the very last quest in multiplayer, should I say, it deeply affects that end game in multiplayer, and I think that it's done extremely well. I have yet to make it over the 100, over the 100,000, should I say, point range, but I am working hard on getting that done, leveling up weapons, being able to do more damage and kill things faster. But it's definitely something that is super fun, and if you have an Xbox One, you should really be jumping on Sunset Overdrive. And if you don't plan on jumping on Sunset Overdrive and you have an Xbox One, you're doing something severely wrong. I think that this is a great substitution for those of you who might have given your Xbox 360 away to get an Xbox One and don't have access to the new Borderlands. I think that this is a great substitute for Borderlands, and it allows you to create your own character, which to me is very, very important, and it is one of the most phenomenal features in the game, and the most, I'm not going to say extensive creative characters that I've seen in the game, but it's definitely one of the funnest creative characters that I've seen in the game. All base characters are the same. You get a certain amount of tones to choose from, I want to say 15, and a certain amount of faces to choose from, maybe 20, I think, actually, now that I'm thinking about the rows. But it's between that 15 and 25 range. You get base features to choose from. There's only two different body types. There's muscular slender and just fucking muscular Hulk mode, and the choices are what really make it a thing. You get your torso, you get your under torso, you get your over torso, you get your hands, gloves, you get your shoes, you get your underwear, you get your bottom pants, you get your head, both your both head, top, and face mask. So, I mean, there's a lot of different combinations that you can do. Another thing that's really interesting and fun about this game is that I think that depending on your playstyle, no two weapons would necessarily ever play the same. And that's to say that, let's say, the shotgun. My shotgun may be entirely different from the way your shotgun works, even though it's the same shotgun type. So the layouts of weapons and what makes each character unique, even if looking the same, and each weapon unique, even if looking the same, are the amps. An amp system is something that the weapon or the character does that is extra in addition to the normal shit that it does. And those type of things are what really set weapons apart and what really sets the game apart from other games as well. So again, man, if you haven't gone out to get Sunset Overdrive, you definitely do it. I fucking definitely give this shit 5 out of 5. Thumbs up, maybe, because More Like Radio is a thumbs up. So it gets 5 MLs out of 5. Yeah, see what I did there, guys? Hell yeah, you did. You know why? Because I am the fucking best in the world. And that's not just a marquee. That's the real goddamn deal right there, okay, guys? Ladies, gentlemen, that is the real, genuine article. Speaking of genuine articles, Master of Ceremonies, and what have you, starting some shit. The new Hunger Games coming out soon. No longer about the Hunger Games. Don't even understand why that's still the main title of the movie and or book as it might have been initially. But it's coming out soon. definitely going to be seeing that. We're going to get right back into the music. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Flash going rogue, Captain Cole, the Flash, and a little villain or rogue by the name of Heatwave. You don't say. Oh, yeah. It's going down. Basement. Let's get into this dopamine by Choose Mac featuring DJ YRS Jersey. You know what time it is.
Tempo, you a motherfucking beast, bruh. Just so you know. Face up, pick your face up. Let's go. I'll be bad for your health, drink some Ovaltine. So though, now you never know what sober means. I'm the shit that get you high, call me dopamine. I'm the shit that get you high, call me dopamine.
DJ, YRS.
Got the metro booming. Shocking all bars, move electro units. Make them so sick, got asbestos oozing. Beast Coast from the South, Jethro music. Sticking to the script, put some Velcro to it. Higher altitude, fighter jets gon' do it. Real rap, raw, dump, too. Chocolate dropper. Gotta be against the law, ain't fooling with the coppers. Cherokee blood, number one chief rocker. How you on top, getting broke off proper. These boys got bad attendance. Chemtrails after versus beat a remnants. I'm eating heavyweight bars to eat them next. I'ma need some Girl Scout cookies in a minute. 420 in October, niggas. Your girl taking back shots, never sober, nigga. I'll be bad for your health, drink some Ovaltine. So throw, now you never know what sober means. I'm the shit that get you high, call me dopamine. I'm the shit that get you high, call me dopamine. I'll be bad for your health, drink some Ovaltine. So throw, now you never know what sober means. I'm the shit that get you high, call me dopamine. I'm the shit that get you high, call me dopamine. High like Miller's, Bud Light, Bill driven. Hindsight, iller rhymes tight, keep listening. Get my mind right, stay wise, keep killing. Oxymoron before I knew that Q was spitting. Fireball bars if you put me in a genre. Trying to make my ammunition spread, play with contra. Band around my arm, I don't need to find a vein. Rhyme diagnosis, clinically insane. I spit soul for real, no candy rain. And a really bad boy, y'all, Danity Kane. And B5 trying to make moves, but day 26 go crazy. I made 112 hits, pardon my French. Inhale and exhale, this get up quick. Those lines not the run of the mill, they mill ticks go dumb. If you can't feel that, then feel this go numb. Fall asleep real quick, I'm ill, bitch, ill. I'll be bad for your health, drink some Ovaltine. So though, now you never know what sober means. I'm the shit that get you high, call me dopamine. I'm the shit that get you high, call me dopamine. I'll be bad for your health, drink some Ovaltine. So though, now you never know what sober means. I'm the shit that get you high, call me dopamine. I'm the shit that get you high, call me dopamine. If you don't know what dopamine is, look it up. Tired of y'all dumbass rappers. Y'all niggas ain't better than me, fuck y'all. I'm just keeping it real. Plus I'm too fucked up right now. You know what it is.
Show me a moves.
We'll be right back. bullets compared to cannons. No, you can't stand it, I'm antsy. Why you camping? I'm antsy to make an amp for fans. You know the flow plans. Build a fan base from a mixtape. Got a set of beats in a kill state. Slash tracks down the entire year of the season. Beats to the making, you can tell them teething. But don't call the dentist. Don't wanna wreak havoc on your world like I'm making minutes. Swear I'm restless, cussing over the being reckless. 1776 to claim my independence. That's history, boy. Labels don't want me, they must be destroyed. Keep rapping till I'm like summer solstice. Boy, keep spitting till my balls turn explosive. Boom, boom, by the thing, son thing. Oops, I think you heard it right inside of me. But I'm so happy, man, I gotta sing. And praise God for letting me spit hellfire constantly. And so I constantly flow, getting better every verse so that everyone know. You can't smell the money on me, better clear out your nose. I got the napkins if you ready to blow. I'm finna blow up. And for the trollers, the same that I'll never be nothing. And if I make it, it probably wouldn't hold up. First, quench your thirst, here's a cola. A Betty and a chocolate of all of your favorite soda. I chase dreams, what y'all doing? I'ma still keep moving. Straight from the jungle, I'm ready to rumble. It's like I came from the jungle. Straight from the jungle, I'm ready to rumble. Woke chill, woke chill. I ain't gonna hurt your hoe still, hoe still. Rhymes is never shady, man, what the Hades? Man, is he crazy? Man, he must be off on a pill. But screw what you feel. When I rap, I go for the kill. But I ain't out here chasing money, I ain't chase the deal. The moment passion gone, then my fate will be sealed. Just another slave into the field. But I remember when I came in this thing. Came with a go, gotta work hard. Came with a flow. Mr. Mac, that cold dope gentleman. The future's so bright, but the bars gotta glow. The bars gotta sow. Time for me to reap all the time that I sow. When they get money, then they drive. Get funny, then they drive so broke that they all need a tow. This period to end the sentence. So you tell me who I need to mention. And why can't you be better than all the radio bumps? Your songs in the stereo, determination's all the difference. But being joked like a knock-knock, really broke and sang, you got guap. Did you really shoot somebody saying you're glide hot? Every time you talk about the models and drop tops, you deem yourself a follower, you wacky and stock drop. Been there when I done that before. Had to regroup, put my game on restore. Now when I go to records, like I go to the club and I knock down the door. Trying to get to attic when I came from the floor. People see me and make fun of my struggle. Take fight like a bird, my feathers will never rustle. One day I'ma make it, for now, enjoy the hustle. Man, I gotta testify. Come up in the spot like an extra fly. And for the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. I'ma touch the sky. So if you got a big old dream, please never ever let that die. And you just gotta stay on your grind, get your piece of the pie. And I can tell by the look in your eyes that you're ready for it. Get your hands up higher. We propane, giving gas to the fire. So get your hands up higher. Keep working hard at your thing to retire. It's like we came from the jungle, straight from the jungle. We ready to rumble. It's like we came from the jungle, straight from the jungle. Get your hands up higher. We propane, giving gas to the fire. So get your hands up higher. Keep working hard at your thing to retire. It's like we came from the jungle, straight from the jungle. We ready to rumble. It's like we came from the jungle, straight from the jungle. You ready to rumble?
Yeah. You ready to rumble? Wouldn't that be interesting if that was the take on that song? So, The Flash, going rogue. Everything I thought it would be. Everything, not thought, but everything I wished it would be. There is a scene in that last week's episode where a train is being derailed and flipping off the tracks. And the Flash is left to save everyone on the train. And it is just so phenomenally done. There's this one scene where he's spoiler alert, giving you time to turn down or mute or do whatever it is you got to do. All right. There's this one scene where he is fucking saving this one woman in the train. And the train is flipping over and over and over. And the scene is just so beautifully well done. It's ridiculous. Captain Cole is portrayed by Wentworth Miller. One of the actors from Prison Break. Very, very, I think, cool actor. Looks kind of like Dean from Supernatural. I always thought it was Dean, but come to find out it's not. But yeah, story, It's about Captain Cold and how he came to be in at least this particular universe. And it's, again, so well told and well done as well. And the best part about it is the end. I'm really enjoying The Flash and how The Flash is done, because it has these moments that set up the next, like, you know, like the next chapter, so to speak. Like when Gotham ends, for example, it tries to do something similar, but it fails. It falls flat. You know, it's not really telling me what I'd like to hear. It's not really showing me what I'd like to see. Whereas The Flash ends this episode going rogue, and it ends with Captain Cole having both weapons being brought to him, two different types of weapons being brought to him again. This is like full on spoilers, by the way. So fucking, if you haven't seen it yet, I would just stop listening for like the next 5 minutes. Having had both a fire weapon and an ice weapon being brought to him by his supplier, it ends with him getting away with his diamond, which is just, the character is so well portrayed and is so well played by Wentworth that it's ridiculous. And then he goes off and you see him and he's talking to somebody at the very end of The Flash, and the guy's playing with fire, and you immediately know who it is if you're a Flash fan. Like, if you're a Flash fan, you've got an F-off erection at this point, okay? You're ready to have your nerdgasm because you already know who this character is. And then, you know, Captain Cole pulls out the gun, and he's like, this is something more to your style or some shit like that. And, you know, he's like, you still like playing with fire? And the guy's like, oh, yeah, mate. And it's just, it's fucking Mick. It's Heat Wave, and it's the best feeling as a Flash fan that you could ever get from watching a series. Now, interesting Flash fact. God, I'm such a nerd. And because for those of you who don't know, in the Flash comic books, he would have these things called Flash facts sometimes as he was, like, facing villains. And he'd be like, Flash fact number 2229. But anyway, Flash fact, the actor that is going to be playing Heatwave, and this is just the best shit ever, is actually going to be Dominic Purcell, who also played on Prison Break, who was the brother of Captain Cole's actor, Wentworth Miller. So that is fucking amazing to me, dude. Because I think that is like, I don't even know how to even begin to fucking get hype on that shit. But it's just like, the chemistry that those two characters are going to share on The Flash is like already there. You know, I was thinking like, wouldn't that be cool if like the Prison Break universe was set in, like, secretly, unknowingly set in the DC universe, and somehow it was, like, them, just on the low or some shit like that. I don't even know, dude. I don't even know, but it would be fucking sick as hell, dude. Rumor has it is that Heatwave will be debuting in episode 10, and I just think it's gonna be awesome that fucking Dominic Purcell is gonna be playing Mick Rory. Heatwave, for those of you who don't know, in the fucking thing, man. It's great. That's great. That's tits to me. Like, full blown double D's. Like, just amazing. Amazing. Speaking of tits, Archer season like 7 coming soon. Archer's just killing the game right now, dude. I think I'm gonna have a nice little Archer marathon later on tonight before I go to bed. There's just so much going on. It's just such a great year, or whatever you want to call it, to be a, like, it's a great time to be a nerd. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always said that I was born in the wrong era, but, you know, as far as gentlemen goes and as far as men go, but I feel like as far as being a fucking geek goes, like, this is it. Like, this is the era to be in. You got the, you know, like, you think about people who grew up, you know, like, I have a boss that I work for who constantly criticizes me about all the shit that I like and all the shit that I know. And he's like, I'm surprised you're not a virgin all the time. He tells me that because I play Magic. And I know just some of the most minute details about comic books. And, you know, I'm all about my video games and all this shit. But what, you know, but that was his generation growing up, because that shit was shunned and it was looked down upon. And now we live in a generation where, you know, not only is the culture embraced, the gaming culture, the nerd culture, not only is it embraced, but it is coveted, and it's something that people want to be a part of. Not only that, but it's also something that can be quite profitable. And it's really funny how things turn tenfold, and how can, you know, how something that could be so just nameless and so minuscule to the people could just turn around and make such a huge impact in the world. And I'm talking economically, I'm talking culturally, I'm talking, you know, the way we think, the way we act, the way we are. Some of the things that they're doing in video games now for the military and for science. You know, the technology that they're using, or the programs that they're using, sometimes incorporate games. And it's just really, really interesting. You look at the stories, the storytelling, the jobs that are offered. Again, I can go on and on about the huge just paradigm shift in the acceptance of gaming and comic books and all that stuff and that culture. To now, it is phenomenal. And the reason why I'm not fucking virgin is because, again, it's accepted, and it's being a nerd is cool in its own right. Of course, you're going to have the people that look at you like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, seriously, this is what you spend your time on? This is where your money goes? On comic books? Playing video games? Is this what you're doing with your free time and your money? You should have a car. You should have a house by now. You should be doing adult things in the adult world. Of course, you're going to have those people. But overall, when I look at the people that I know that are making these massive fucking seven-digit figures from playing video games, when I look at the people that I know that have made a living off of writing and drawing for comic books, I look at the people that I know and that I'm and you know, and friends with that have gone from street to fucking writing for television shows and sitcoms, it is something that has been a monumental stepping stone for a lot of people. And I think that it is a really cool thing that video games and comic books and all these things are making such a huge impact in the world right now. And again, I say all of this to say that it is a great era to be a geek. With that being said, let's get into another exclusive off of the upcoming album, Manifest Destiny, called Angry Robot. It's a good one. It's a hot one. We're going to follow it up with the next exclusive right after Angry Robot, Choose Mac featuring DJ YRS Jersey, Fresh. We're just going to get into it. We're going to overload you right now, so don't make the mistake that I made. Strap in. Don't break your headphones, okay, guys? Strap it in. Put it on tight. Put your goggles on, okay? Get yourselves ready. Crank the shit up at 10, because you know what time it is. It's exclusive time. It's time to rhyme. It's my time now, only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Oh my god!
This is an exclusive My Time Now track.
I'm in a glass case of emotion!
Only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Jesus Christ! He's got an erection!
Didn't you get the memo?
Things you forgot to tell. I'm living a life of harshness, so the people who know me
They come around, they tell me that I'm the harshest, telling me that I'm heartless. When all I did was stay strong and realize how I can harness the darkness. I have made it the farthest, but I'm not there yet. And I'm upset cause I know I'm trying the hardest. Or maybe not, cause something ain't going right. All I do is fuss and fight. I think I'm gonna die tonight. I wanna die tonight. I think I wanna die tonight. Something ain't going right. So what am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? Haters and nitpickers and a bunch of naysayers. It's hard to focus, surrounded by these game players. And I'm a game changer. Am I in the wrong game? I don't know anymore. People going insane. Tears, guilt, frustration. Bro, why do I even try? Cold chills is getting all fighting with all my mind. I'm thinking it's all a lie. And everything is going wrong. I don't even think I care. I feel like I'm the only one.
Clean from my head to my checks, but I'm known to kill a verse and leave a track in a mess. I'm fresh, clean from my head to my checks. I'm fresh, clean from my head to my checks. I'm fresh, clean from my head to my checks. But I'm known to kill a verse and leave a track in a mess. I'm fresh, clean from my head to my checks. Fresh, clean from my head to my checks. I'm fresh, clean from my head to my checks. I'm fresh, clean from my head to my checks. I'm fresh, clean from my head to my checks. I'm fresh, clean from my head to my checks. I'm fresh, clean from my head to my checks. Let's catch flies in the lashes like Aeon Flux. Only way you get a buzz is some loud in the Dutch. Got more than 6 speeds, keep riding the clutch. Keep on play, kick in the can, put my 4 in the cup. That's loco, head button these bitches like Ocho. Cinco, my mic surpassed that if you blink though. Probably missed the greatest play ever I made. Whether any track I spit on, shit on and get seven. You ain't got nothing to hit on, I'm just clever. I make bangers and I'm dressed to kill, who do it better? Too many clicks on a pick, can't spam the pain. And these trash bag rappers can't stand the rain. I'm fresh, clean from my head to my checks. But I'm known to kill a verse and leave a track in a mess. I'm fresh, clean from my head to my checks. I'm fresh, clean from my head to my checks. I'm fresh, clean from my head to my checks. But I'm known to kill a verse and leave a track in a mess. I'm fresh, clean from my head to my checks. Fresh, clean from my head to my checks. I'm and fresh. The verdict, keep sipping like Kermit. Got way too many bars, they trying to take away my permits. Pissed on a bucket of crabs, became a hermit. Growing off the shit in the lab, I just burn it. Hip-hop runs in my blood, I didn't learn it. I don't really care if they dance, cause I'ma turn it. Catching fire, these the Hunger Games, I just burn it. I eat any beat in my way and go purging. I earn a right to kill, fought a dykeman still. Here, so I'ma show them who's nice without a deal. I'm fresh. Nigga like zest, nigga, but loud on a track, dragging breath, nigga. I drop IEDs, watch your step, nigga. Your rappers looking funny, Mike Epps, nigga. I'm one of the greatest, I'm not the best, nigga. The best already met eternal rest, nigga. I'm fresh, clean from my head to my checks. But I'm known to kill a verse and leave a track in a mess. I'm fresh, clean from my head to my checks. I'm fresh, clean from my head to my checks. I'm fresh, clean from my head to my checks. But I'm known to kill a verse and leave a track in a mess. I'm fresh, clean from my head to my checks. Fresh, clean from my head to my checks. I'm fresh.
Yeah, 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 that was Fresh featuring Choose Mac and DJ YRS Jersey. For those of you guys thinking that this upcoming shit is a game, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know, y'all remember when I played a little song called Fortune. I have yet to debut Addiction. I have yet to record Addiction, but Addiction is coming, part two of this one right here, Fortune, and then we're just going to let music play us out. But this is Fortune coming up on the new motherfucking album, okay? The new motherfucking album. I'll say it one more time. The new motherfucking album is going to be available on Google Play, and it's coming very soon, ladies and gentlemen. It's coming very motherfucking soon, so don't sit on your fucking wallets for this one, okay? I got to provide for my kids, all right? I'm going to need y'all guys to go out, buy it, share it, tell your friends to go out and buy it and share it, because next year we got shows coming. Best believe that shit. Oh, yeah, I said it. Next year we got shows coming. This shit is right around the corner. We're getting this shit started right now. This is Fortune off of the new motherfucking coming album, Manifest Destiny, and don't think I forgot about Resurrection, because that shit is still coming too. So y'all motherfuckers got a lot to prepare for, because it's going down. Hashtag basement. You know what time it is.
Always asking why I'm always spending, why I'm always drinking, why I'm always out, why I'm always looking for a good time, why I'm never saving, why I'm always sharing, why I'm always drunk, why I'm always fucking out of my mind. Asking why I'm always spending, why I'm always drinking, why I'm always out, why I'm always looking for a good time, why I'm never saving, why I'm always.
So a nigga stay stressed from mining. All I wanna get is mining. But all I get is cold and a cold wind. And a cold shoulder and a move over. I just wanna be a man, but then a man, a soldier. Got my diamond and a rifle and my cubic zirconia. And I just wanna get a day for my family, yo. So I work hard, and then I work hard like way more. I don't rest, I don't sleep. I don't even know what I got a bed for. Anxiety takes a hold of me. Then I realize what I need meds for. But everything I done accomplished is a testament for what I done bled for. So I bleed some more. I done seen it all. I done seen the time of peace and the time of war. I'ma always from the east like it needs my call. And I'ma always hit a beat like a carnivore. I always give it all I've got, and all I have is taking tolls on me though. But still I laugh. I drink to help the time to pass, the wounds to heal. It really fucking helps with that. I might be weak, but still I find the strength to stand. It's who I am, but I guess you'll never they understand. Why I'm always spending, why I'm always drinking, why I'm always out, why I'm always looking for a good time. Why I'm never saving, why I'm always sharing, why I'm always drunk, why I'm always fucking out of my mind. Ask me why I'm always spending, why I'm always drinking, why I'm always out, why I'm always looking for a good time. Why I'm never saving, why I'm always sharing, why I'm always drunk, why I'm always fucking out of my mind. Everything I do it for my people, the ones that hold me up and tell me be the real you. My family, my closest friends, the ones that keep it 100, 100. The ones who know exactly where I've been and stuck with me when I stumbled. I'm humbled, and I know that that's real.
That's real.
Must know that y'all care.
Y'all care.
Feels good, and I'm happy y'all there.
Y'all there.
Want you to know that I'm aware.
I'm aware.
Why I'm buying drinks and I'm having fun and I'm spending cash and I'm getting drunk. Cause even when I'm down, I'm still having fun. So I wanna share my wealth with everyone. So come around, shots on me, we'll shut it down like VIP. And this is me, it's how I be until the day that I die. And ain't a man alive on earth could ever change me. So even though I'm making moves, that shit'll never change me. No one can say they made me. Few people tried to save me. It's crazy how I get shit done like pay me. I can't wait to sit around like a paid me. I'm the best right now, don't doubt me. And I live free, and I soar high, and I stay free. They always ask me why I'm always spending, why I'm always drinking, why I'm always out, why I'm always looking for a good time. Why I'm never saving, why I'm always sharing, why I'm always drunk, why I'm always fucking out of my mind. They ask me why I'm always spending, why I'm always drinking, why I'm always drinking, why I'm always looking for a good time, why I'm never saving, why I'm always sharing, am I always fucking out of my mind?
Settle down, go hard, never settle down, go hard, never settle down. I work
busting too hard, two cars, ace, king, that mean blackjack. You funny, jack, black, backtrack, stack that money. So the fucker silly don't miss one. Penny motherfucker, and any motherfucker wanna get it right now, you can get it, pow, pow. The king in the building, bow, bow. Hey you, if any day you wanna kick it with the king, baby girl, skate through. Don't let these broke ass motherfuckers play you. If that nigga wanna fuck, baby, make him pay you. If your girl wanna watch, I'ma make her pay too. Like two legs, bread, baby, move that hand to the bottom of my zipper. I'm a problem for your nigga, cause he broke, and I'm rich, and I'm broke, and I'm slick. I'm the shit. You ain't shit, cause you constipated, but I contemplated all your constant. Put you in my content, made it to the whole world. I lead it to your homegirl, boom, boom. That's all she wanna give a nigga, all you give a nigga is a frown. Well, welcome to the motherfucker's circus, I'm a lion, ain't a problem if I'm dealing with your clowns.
And they've been asking where I'm going now. Tell them don't worry, I do it for my hometown. Whether on the road, a flight across the globe, I'm forever representing for that place I call home. When I go hard, never settle down. Go hard, never settle down. Go hard, never settle down. I work too long to settle now. Go hard, never settle down. Go hard, never settle down. Go hard, never settle down. I work too long to settle now. Go hard, never settle down.
The street say,
what's up, my nigga?
mess with. I don't even know when I'm gonna slap somebody. My reflex is just slap people. I'd be like, damn, why did I do that? I don't even know when I be slapping people. I don't know when I'm gonna slap somebody. You keep messing with me. I'm dangerous. I'm scared of myself. They call me Snap and Pop because I snap and I will pop your ass in the mouth. Don't mess with me.
She make when I make notes. Have a drink, suck a titty, pop it, shorty, we in town. Shots fired, rock, rock. It's the niggas, pussy popping, pistols popping. Wait a minute, what's the issue? We are ballers, we are players. This ain't the time to get famous. I feel some type of way around strangers. That's just me though. Take a four times off, but your kind get no time. Get checked, tryna co-sign for the campaign. You ain't that man, stay in your lane. Get back to the back burner. My stories, his stories like that. Trying to make a meal off how I feel as a peel off. Might be a killer or a suicide, cause it's doing that.
I'll be fucking with the wrong person. They'll be outside your home lurking, home working. You know women are no exception. I know it's 2 weeks like it. Yeah, you bitch.
New people, they always want some shit like gay day. And anyway, like I don't got my own motherfucking mouth to feed, no. And that means no, now you know. Look at, look at, what hate for that to be you. These accusations be true. I know we here for this dollar, but this dollar don't define you. I wanna see the projects, but the progress and the process changes too. Cause as of lately, we can't trust nobody. No, no, we don't trust nobody. Can you blame me? You know it's crazy. Only I've been around motherfuckers who don't hate me. That's crazy. Can't fuck with ladies. Only folks around me is the fakes I need. Guess bitches do better like you. Fuck you, me.
Look, when you're fucking with the wrong person, wrong person. They'll be outside your home lurking, home working. You know women are no exception. I know it's to be expected. Yeah. You bitch.
We don't trust nobody here on MoreLikeRadio.com, and that's why we created MoreLikeRadio.com. That's why I created My Time Now, and that is why we run the internet airwaves. For real, though. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is the end of our show today. Stick around. Dutch and Royce and friends are up next. You're not going to want to miss that. It is a great show, and I guarantee you they're going to talk about voting on tonight's show, and you're not going to want to miss that shit either. So stick around for that. That is up next. Thank you guys for tuning in. Follow us. Follow us on Twitter at It's MTM. As in M as in Mary, T as in Time, N as in Nancy. Or feel free to like us on
the Facebook, facebook.com/itsMTN. Hold on 1 second. Sometimes it be that way, you know what I'm saying? When you host a show from home, phone rings, Chinese food's downstairs, and you just got to handle business. Sorry about that. But follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/itsMTN. And if you feel like following me personally, do so. It's at Darkside Rules, DarkSeid, because I know it's I before E. But see, except after me, because SEID, that's my ID. So once again, I want to thank you guys for coming out. And, you know, this little shout out at the end of the show goes to Star. Star, you're an idiot, all right? If 50 Cent and G-Unit wants to do a show for the homeless, lesbian, gay, bisexual, teen youth out there, and I keep saying teen, but the T stands for transsexual, by the way. Jesus. For the homeless, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transsexual youth out there, let them do it. Because you're going to keep fighting these stupid battles and saying these dumbass things, and then someone's going to come across, slap your face off your face, shove a Mario Kart Super NES game straight up your ass, turn sideways, by the way. And for you, sir, it's going to be game over.